I'm Wayne Green. I live in Richmond, British Columbia, and our family moved here from Ontario in our winter of 1974. I was recruited by the BC government, Public Health Services, to develop a program on radiation monitoring. I have a PhD in physics, and I was, at the time of recruitment, at McMaster University doing nuclear research. I took the opportunity to move our family and redirect my career. We had two sons at the time. One was three and one was one. So they were just very small. My work at the Ministry of Health was quite interesting, and I had an opportunity to travel the province looking at installations of x-ray equipment. Big issue in my job in the government really came up in the late 70s. There was fairly substantial uranium deposits in British Columbia. There was a Royal Commission of Inquiry established, and we discovered in the Columbia River valleys there the radon would come up through the soil. And many of the homes there had just dirt floors and needed to be some remedial action taken. And there was a significant program to do that. I later was recruited by the University of British Columbia to establish a health and safety program for all employees. The university at that time had a faculty and staff of 17,000. So our health and safety program was pretty extensive. During that time, there became a significant concern about earthquakes. The Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Environment, and the emergency response people formed a committee to introduce how to respond to those hazards. We had our first emergency preparedness conference in 1987. It's a very informative conference. I was chair of the conference until I turned 75. Having said about my professional stuff, I am a family member from Richmond. My wife, Marilee, and I have two sons. They both went through the Richmond school system. One continued on and became a marine biologist through Simon Fraser University. And currently he has his own operation in Washington, D.C., where he does video programs for television for the U.S. school systems. My other son works at the London Drug Warehouse here in Richmond. Both the boys were very active in sports. They played field hockey, soccer and baseball. Both participate in track and schools. And my wife was a teacher in the school system in Richmond. She taught at Tate School for a few years before we retired together in 2004. I took on, with the assistance of my two sons who were teenagers at the time, a team in Richmond Soccer League, and I went through the coaching program. It was very good, and I felt very proud of the fact that I had the time and was flexible enough to coach a soccer team, and it was fun, and actually the boys did very well. That was a good program for them and for me to relate with my sons.